from KQED.
California's top political watchdog is leaving her post this week and heading to Washington, and she's going out with a real bang. Ann Ravel, chair of the Fair Political Practices Commission, announced on Thursday a record $1 million settlement against two out-of-town groups that funneled $15 million into last year's election. The money went to campaigns opposing tax hikes and against organized labor.
California has and will continue to aggressively pursue violations of the current law, as is demonstrated by today's fine, the highest ever in state history.
Ann Ravel is leaving Sacramento to serve as President Obama's appointee to the Federal Election Commission, or FEC. Like the agency she's leaving, it oversees campaign finance and disclosure laws. As she headed into her final week on the job, I asked Ann Ravel what she learned from the secret campaign contribution that led to this week's settlement.
The experience was very interesting because this group had given the money anonymously, had not indicated who had given the money, and it was more money than had ever been spent by an outside group in a California campaign. So it took a lot of effort all the way to the California Supreme Court to find out that it had been funneled through a number of different 501c3 and c4 organizations outside of California.
And they didn't have to disclose according to federal law, right?
They probably did not have to disclose. We're still investigating. Under California law, if they're contributing to a campaign in California and they knowingly are giving money for political activity in California, then they do have to disclose.
Yeah. And that was, of course, a very aggressive action on your part, and people who support transparency in politics were very supportive. But there were critics who said, what if that money had been in support of Prop 30, the governor's measure to increase taxes? Instead, it was meant to undermine it. Can you say with real honesty that the FPPC would have acted exactly the same way?
I don't think there's any question that we would have acted the same way. In that case, we were responding to a complaint that was made. It was prior to the election, so we have a policy now of getting information to the people when it counts before an election. We did probably 24 or 25 other cases that were not of the same magnitude, but also requiring disclosure before an election. And the only difference was those people complied and the Arizona group did not.
There is, of course, so much money in our politics today. And one way, some say, to fix that would be public financing, to just use tax dollars or some combination of tax money and contributions from private sources to fund our campaigns. And yet, time and again, voters reject that. It's just not popular with politicians.
Right.
What do you make of that? I mean, do you agree that that would be the best way to go?
I think some kinds of financing are reasonable. If you can encourage lots of donors to also give to candidates, and it's not just public financing on its own. But you're right. Most people don't seem to support public financing on a very broad basis. So my view is what's really left in political campaign is disclosure, and disclosure is what's important to provide.
In the past, it seems that Republicans have, on the one hand, opposed campaign contribution limits, but they have in the past said, but we're all for disclosure. And yet now that the Supreme Court has removed, through Citizens United, removed some of those limits on corporate and labor donations, you see some Republicans kind of backing off of that call for disclosure. Mm-hmm. Do you, as you go to the FEC in Washington, is that going to be one of your priorities to improve disclosure?
There's no question. I mean, the purpose of the FEC, just as the purpose of the FPPC, is to provide information to the public, and disclosure about who's funding campaigns is essential.
You are going from the FPPC in a state where Democrats are in control, and you, as chair of the FPPC, have been able to get things done in very little time. You're going to the FEC, which is sort of built to fail in a way. I mean, you have three Republican appointees and three Democratic appointees, automatic gridlock, potentially, and that has been the case. Mm-hmm. Why would you leave California for that kind of a situation?
Well, I think that it's true that the FEC has been known for gridlock, but there have been times when they have been able to achieve important inroads in campaign finance reform. And my view is, as chair of the FPPC, I've had to interact with people of both parties. We have been able to achieve consensus, and I'm hoping that we're going to be able to do the same at the FEC.
Anne Ravel is the outgoing chair of the Fair Political Practices Commission in Sacramento. She's heading to Washington, where she'll serve as President Obama's appointment to the Federal Election Commission.